Let us pray. Let us begin in silence before our God. Good morning, Father. You are indeed our loving Father, who spared not his Son to reunite us out of a broken place, out of sinful existence, in bondage and slavery maybe we couldn't see, but was there. Father, thank you for love and grace shown to us through Christ, alive, crucified, buried, but risen. Our living Lord, in whose name we lift every single prayer. First, a prayer that you would forgive us our sins truly, and give us the strength to turn from those things which separate us from a fuller relationship with you, in which we would know your peace, your power, your provision, and truly the peace that surpasses all understanding. And Father, as you forgive us, give us the strength to forgive others. We know that it's often very hard, but God, with you all things are possible. And Father, as we continue our petitions before you today, we lift up the names that have been spoken aloud today, silently upon our heart, written within our bulletin. Though we may not know every need, we may not know each name, but Father, you do. And in heart and spirit, we lift them up today. You know the need. You know the situation. And Father, we lift them with a prayer of intercession upon their behalf. And Father, today we pray for another community who is shattered by violence. Violence that stems from brokenness. Violence that stems from some form of hatred. Father, for the heart that would feel that way, we pray. Father, help us heal others like this person in the world in your name. And Father, we pray for this community, that they come together loving one another, trusting in you for peace, for presence, for healing, for grace. And Father, now we lift up our community, other churches. We lift up all of the people who lead us in some way. The final days of school are ticking. Teachers looking forward to summers off. Kids looking forward to summers away from teachers. Father, as we go about change that comes this time of year, as kids graduate from different places and move on to other stages of life, lead them and guide them, and may they hear you as they go. And Father, for the leaders of our nation and nations around the world, we pray that your Spirit guide them, that they trust in you. For those who serve our country, we lift them up. And Father, we would pray that love and grace in the name of Christ be spread throughout the world, that we can lay down greed, animosities, hatred, prejudice, and pick up love, to care one for another. So, Father, these are big prayers, but you're a big God. You're still on the throne. You're still there. Maybe we haven't prayed enough, big enough prayers. And now may you hear us, and in voice and in heart, we praise you taught us together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.